From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Alicia Zuckerman. All week, we've been bringing you the story of Fabienne Jean, a dancer who lost her leg in the earthquake in Haiti 3 years ago. A man in Boston helped her get a prosthetic leg. He also hoped to help her start a business, buy a house, and open a dance studio. But none of these things came to pass. And last spring, Fabienne was struggling to find money to take care of her family. Reporter Jacob Kushner tells us where she is now.
It's a Friday afternoon, and Fabienne Jean is on stage at Haiti's National Theater in downtown Port-au-Prince. Fabienne steps, turns, and moves her arms in time with the other dancers. She's the only amputee. The other dancers go barefoot. Fabienne's foot is covered with a white slipper. When the others jump, Fabienne doesn't jump with them.
Sometimes if there are moves I can't do, I just wait and watch. People will joke if I miss certain movements, but what can I do?
Fabienne had performed here years earlier, before she lost her leg in the earthquake, before the earthquake shut down the theater. Now, 3 years later, the theater is opening again, and Fabienne has been asked to dance. At one point, Fabienne lifts up her right pant leg all the way to where her prosthesis connects to her stump so she can move more freely. After 3 years, Fabienne finally seems comfortable with her transformed body.
When I dance, I don't feel any pain in my leg. It's right when I finish dancing that I feel pain. I take off the leg, let it rest, then I put it on again.
The theater is paying Fabienne $125 a month. She says it's not enough to even buy food each day and pay rent. Sometimes she can't afford the $1.25 to get to and from rehearsal.
No.
Sometimes I ask people to lend me money so I can get to rehearsal. I say, once I perform again, I'll pay them back. But if no one has any money to give me, I just stay home.
When she can pay, the ride to the theater is grueling. The hour-long trip involves cramming into two different tap-taps, buses or pickup trucks that drive along routes through the city.
Sometimes I ask the driver if there's room up front, since I'm handicapped. But if there's no room, I have to sit in the back. I ask people to make room for me so I can keep my leg straight. It's nothing like when Dennis used to pay for a private taxi to take me to rehearsal. But things aren't like that anymore.
Fabienne thinks a lot about Dennis Acton, the prosthetic specialist from Boston, who devoted so much time and money to helping her after the earthquake.
After January 12th, I thought I'd never dance again. Then I met Dennis. He showed me a video of handicapped people dancing with fake legs. Dennis said I would dance again.
But she hasn't forgotten all the other things Dennis said, that he'd help her buy a house and start her own dance studio. Those things never happened. A year ago, Fabienne was disappointed and frustrated with Dennis. She gave up dancing for a while. But now that she's dancing again, Fabienne says she no longer blames him.
I don't have any problem with Dennis because he helped me come to the United States, visit Miami, visit Boston. He helped me rent a house. He sent me money to eat.
Fabienne's dreams have changed in the 3 years since the earthquake. She doesn't dream of starting her own dance school anymore. She hopes to come to the United States. She wants to go to dance school and perform with other dancers who are missing limbs. She says she thinks she could even become a famous dancer still. But it seems like a very distant dream.
I don't feel recovered. Every day I think about January 12th. Every day I think about my leg. It's a year, a month, a date I can never forget.
Jacob Kushner followed Fabienne's story for nearly a year, reporting from Port-au-Prince, Boston, and New York. Fabienne Jean was supposed to dance at the National Theater in Haiti this Saturday to commemorate the anniversary of the earthquake. That performance has been postponed by 2 weeks. We had help from John Bucher, who recorded Fabienne's rehearsal in Port-au-Prince. Thanks also to Muriel Germain. Tune in tomorrow for the final part of our series, a conversation with reporter Jacob Kushner. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Alicia Zuckerman.